Joining me now, he's a visitor to my neck of the woods, arrived yesterday. He'll be here this morning as well, and that's the New South Wales opposition leader, Chris Minns, who's on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time this morning. Look, a lot of criticism over the weekend, and we're talking about Stockton Beach. And Stockton Beach is, it's not unique. There are many beaches on the east coast and even the west coast of Australia that are really being knocked for six because of erosion. Stockton, in fact, I was reading an article over the weekend of the Newcastle Herald that one of the long-time lifesavers there, they actually do their patrolling from the car park because there is no beach. But your party hasn't yet decided on a policy for fixing that particular problem, Chris.
Look, we know it's a big issue, Richard, and we were in Stockton yesterday to speak to locals, members of the Surf Life Saving Club, who have lived in that community for a long period of time, and obviously it's a beautiful part of New South Wales. We need a long-term solution, an engineering solution to reapply sand to that community. It loses about 150,000 cubic metres of sand a year, and over the last 10 years it means that you've sort of lost about a million cubic metres worth of sand that needs to be replaced. We need to do it in a comprehensive way, and we're going to have more to say about it closer to the election. But you can appreciate pretty complicated engineering issue, and I wanted to make sure I got my head around it.
Well, yes, but we've been talking about this for years, and it's not the only place on the east coast that's got an erosion problem. Surely people have been talking about this for years. We've had Labor members, forever and a day here in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley. Surely somebody has come up with a solution to this or a plan. They've had plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, look, there's the task force that's been set up. A mining licence has been applied for by the New South Wales government. We need to make sure that we can access the sand, identify where it will come from, and then replenish the beach. But, look, we're obviously looking at this issue from opposition, and that means that in government we'll have to apply. Now, I take the view that any promise that we make in opposition, we will absolutely apply in government. And that means we do our due diligence and we make sure that when we make a commitment to the people of Stockton or the people of New South Wales, they can be assured that we'll actually deliver it.
All right. Well, one of the commitments you have made if you're elected in March at the state election next year is scrapping this land tax legislation that the government has introduced. Why don't you like it? I mean, for a lot of people, it seems to be, common sense. This is a way for people to avoid paying the stamp duty up front. It might get more people into their first home, Chris.
I don't like it. I mean, there's a few things to remember about first-home buyers. There's about 56,000 first-home buyers a year in New South Wales, and about 48,000 of them pay no stamp duty at all, or at least pay a reduced amount of stamp duty. So this plan doesn't affect the vast, vast majority of first-home buyers in New South Wales. My real concern is that we've never had a property tax on a family home before in this state. And if you do elect to apply the land tax on the home, it applies to your property forever. So you don't have to just trust Premier Dominic Perrottet. You have to trust every Premier forever. And future governments may jack up the rate, which is exactly what the Institute for Chartered Accountants said when this policy was released. The real fear is, with governments desperate to get their hands on more revenue, a future government will jack up the rate, particularly on a first-home buyer. Richard, I don't think many families can afford to pay that annual land tax. We already pay enough taxes to the New South Wales government. We're the highest taxing jurisdiction in the entire country.
My guest opposition leader in New South Wales, Chris Minns. Look, it sounds like you're on hands-free, and it's a bit difficult to hear some of what you're saying, Chris. But look, another pledge you've made is to bring back local manufacturing in New South Wales. I mean, we used to build trains here in Newcastle. We had a state dockyard building ships. Not too much happens. Is that a commitment, or is that just an airy-fairy plan to bring back local manufacturing in New South Wales?
No, we will definitely bring it back, Richard. That's an absolute commitment from New South Wales Labor. Queensland, Victoria and Western Australia have all brought back domestic manufacturing of transport infrastructure to their communities. Of the top six offshored projects from the Liberals and Nationals in the last 10 years, we've had budget blowouts of between 40 and 50%. So we're not getting them cheap. We're not getting them on time. More often than not, they don't work. And worst of all, we don't get the jobs right here in New South Wales. So the next government will decide where the replacement for the Tangaras will be built, whether it's offshore or in New South Wales. If you elect Labor, we'll build them right here, which means jobs and opportunities and economic growth for New South Wales, which is exactly the policy we need right now.
All right. And, of course, the big race is on this afternoon. You've got a hot tip for us?
I don't, actually. I have to study the form guide. I've been too busy up here in the hotel.
All right.
Probably the favourite. Or maybe just a sweep, Richard.
Or the one that comes first. That's the one I'll back. All right. Look, appreciate your time this morning and enjoy the rest of your time in Newcastle this morning, Chris. And good luck. And don't forget to gamble responsibly, of course.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay, Chris Minns, opposition leader in New South Wales.